Next patient is Leon Benjamin, 9/17/2025. Seventy-four-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with history of well, before you do that, put down this patient was seen to live for face-to-face evaluation. This will be shared with the hospice medical director. Patient currently is in his 13th benefit period, extending from 8/13/2025 to 10/11/2025. Seventy-four-year-old gentleman on hospice with history of COPD. Other comorbidities includes prostate cancer, liver cancer, hypertension, diabetes, chronic pain, lower extremity edema, 3+, protein calorie malnutrition contributing to his edema, obesity, incontinent valves contributing to his edema, sleep apnea, shortness of breath, tachycardia, pulmonary hypertension, anxiety, and confusion. Today, at the time of evaluation, patient had a blood pressure of 130/69. O2 sat was at 93%. Via nasal cannula, he's not wearing his oxygen at all times. This was supposed to help with his chronic pulmonary edema, but he still has a 2+ to 3+ edema, incontinent of bowel and bladder, weak, debilitated, quite debilitated. Patient requires a walker to ambulate, high risk of fall. He has diabetic neuropathy, protein calorie malnutrition, as was mentioned, with decreased appetite, using his oxygen at all times now, as was mentioned, and nebulizer treatment at least 4 to 6 times a day. He appears more confused, associated with memory loss. His daughter is next, a close by that comes and checks on him on a regular basis. PPS is at 40%. Did I say Mac on the left side is at 42 centimeter? Put that at 42 centimeter, please. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. And by the way, the patient continues to have fetal edema related to his pulmonary hypertension, end-stage COPD, cor pulmonale. Continues using his nebulizer 4 to 6 times a day. Requires help with ADLs. Wears diapers, bowel and bladder incontinent. Given natural progression of the disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.
Yes,
hey, guys.